Don Lemon's full of
But why didn't you write a letter that said, I understand what Don Lemon was saying?
Because
words
we're
matter,
using
and
it.
You should know that.
I understand that. You, in order to have a conversation, you have to listen to me as well.
From New York, up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Why y'all have me fighting with everybody? Why y'all fighting? I don't like hanging out with the president. He like to fight too much. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Speaking of the president, hey, happy birthday, Jay. B-U-R-F day.
Burf day bar.
Right, he's not responding. All right, let's talk about the The presidential candidates are everywhere. They're at debates, they're at forums, they're at town halls, they're at rallies, they're everywhere. You cannot turn on the TV, and by that I mean especially cable news, without seeing them. Just last night, there were extended interviews with John Kasich and Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, of course, on Fox News. CNN last night had extended interviews with all of the candidates, including Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. But you know the one person who may be kind of happy about that? And that's the person whose jobs all of them are trying to get President Barack Obama. While the five of them are out on the stump tearing each other apart, the president is taking the opportunity away from the media spotlight to get his presidential bucket list done. Okay? If you notice that, he's getting a lot done. Let's start with the latest, and that's Cuba. Or Cuba, as most people would say, except for me early in the morning. Mr. Obama is the first U.S. president to visit the island nation since the 1928 and, of course, since the 1959 revolution against U.S.-backed authoritarian government. Despite the strained relations in all those decades, the president said he firmly believes change is going to come to Cuba.
Now, for more than half a century, the sight of a U.S. president here in Havana would have been unimaginable. But this is a new day. Es un nuevo día.
Nueva.
I almost thought that was somebody impersonating the president the first time I heard it.
It is. It's the president. He is a new president. He is so happy. Yeah. He just does not care, and I love it. It is a new day for the president, literally, because his legacy, it's legacy time. Just before he becomes a lame duck president, which is what every president, y'all don't get mad at me, is called during the period between the election and the inauguration of his successor. Also on Mr. Obama's bucket list, making sure a Democrat replaces him. Just last week, the New York Times reported that the president privately told Democratic donors the party should begin to coalesce around Hillary Clinton. Josh Earnest, of course, who is the White House spokesperson, replied to the report by saying the president didn't specifically say which candidate or specify which candidate as long as it was a Democrat. He's also campaigning and helping Democratic candidates in local congressional and Senate races in an effort to take back the Senate and win more seats in the House of Representatives. The president at every turn is also defending his signature piece of legislation, the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, talking about how millions of people are now insured who weren't before that legislation was put into place. He has nominated Merrick Garland to replace the recently deceased Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. The president is using as cover all of the media attention being paid to the people who want his job. Perhaps being out of that media spotlight is the best thing that could have happened to Mr. President Barack Obama. I wonder if he ever glances up as he's sitting in the Oval Office or in the White House, if he ever glances up at the TV and secretly says, "Thank you, Donald Trump." He's getting it done. And I just named a few of them, but he is getting it done. Yeah. And everybody's going, "Oh, Trump, Bernie."
Exactly.
Yeah. Good for him.
You're right. Good for him.
Look what I can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The media's not hounding him, and he comes on TV whenever he wants, and he says, "It's a nueva dia."
It is.
Yeah.